bam 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 dilly dam dilly dilly dum bam bam dilly dam dilly dilly dum bam 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 dilly dum bam bam dilly dam dilly dilly dum bam 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 dilly dum bam bam dilly dam dilly dilly dum bam 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 dilly dum Well, hello, hello.
Hello there.
Welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Gísli.
And I'm Egill.
Well, this is the first episode. Well, this is the fourth episode.
Yes, let's keep it in the genre.
Yeah, we don't want to be recognized with the prequels. So, yes, like I said, my name is Gísli. He's Egill. We are...
Starting our podcast
from Iceland, so way up yes. north, but what a day to start podcasting.
Wow. Yes, monumental date.
Yes, the great Fackening versus 2.0,
yes,
or the great Nerfening maybe.
Sure.
Sure.
Or the great Equalizer.
Yeah, I would probably say so. I mean... Rebels and Scum has been quite high up the meta game for the last nine.
They have been
year.
Dominating.
They
I,
have been
I
dominating.
Agree with you.
Yeah, but we are hoping Imperials might get better with this. Sure. I at least hope that as an Imperial player myself.
I'm a Rebel Scum, so I don't care.
Yeah, well, should we start by reading out some of the changes in the new FAQ?
Yeah, let's take a look at it.
Well, should we first talk about maybe Darth Maul in Imperial Assault? Or
no? No, let's not.
Yeah, well, many other podcasts are talking about L5R, so that was a joke. Well, let's start with the facking. Eight?
Sure. The first one is Advanced Slam. And they made it so that when you slam and have Advanced Slam, you only can use the actions in your action bar. So, no more Advanced Slamming cavings.
Yeah, but... I'm pretty sure they made that because of the gunboat as well. I mean, they were nerfing Miranda with this, but, well, she gets nerfed quite a bit. I mean, she can slam and drop the cluster mines, but it's probably most going to be used for the new gunboat, because...
The Advanced Lands upgrade, you mean?
Yeah,
Advanced Lands will be, because it has no real use after the nerf on a caving.
No, I don't think so. But, yeah, second card, a tiny mind link.
Oh, wait, let's talk about the obvious, because you can do this by using expert handling and receiving a stress afterwards.
No. Experimental interface. Not
that. I meant that. Experimental interface.
Yeah. Well, you can do that once now, of course. And you take a stress, which Miranda really doesn't want. But that one time,
that
can
crucial
be
crucial. Yeah,
that crucial
moment is sure.
Yeah, but let's be honest. How many times did you drop clusters both times with the Advanced Slam in a game?
That just depends on the squad you're fielding. Situational.
Yeah, but I don't think it hurts that bad.
No. I think it's positive. This is a change that we needed to get some green dice rolling aces back in the game.
Yeah. I think so too. Okay, should we talk about the mind link?
Sure, let's go to the mind link.
Yeah.
Now we're limited to
two of them per squad.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it good? Yeah, probably. I don't think mind link is bad after that. It's quite a good action economy.
Yeah.
Only for one squad point. I mean.
Sure. I think it's actually balanced now because at one point each and taking up two EPT slots and you're getting one extra action for it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean it's more thematic. I mean, Mind Link was between Dengar and Manaru, so only between them two. So it's thematic.
Sure.
I have actually been trying out the old double scout. No, sorry, the starfighter, double with Fen Rao and old Therok.
Yeah.
They are mind linked with Manaru to drop them a focus if they need, which they can mind link between themselves.
And what, you're using Manaru as a bumpmaster?
Yeah, or? Yeah. I'm using Intel Agent and Rigged Cargo. And ion projectors, and I'm still figuring out what EPT to put on her. I tried snapshot, really doesn't work as well as I was hoping, but because I am mostly, I mean, she's pointing her back on the ships
a lot
because she's a blocker. I might actually put adaptability on her to put her down to three again, so yeah. I have a PS3 Manaru, maybe Predator, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to test it out. I think it's something.
You got a lot of room to wiggle there, so.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, the next card.
Genius.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yes, and I really like that.
Genius. Oh, yes, I really do.
So after you reveal and execute a maneuver, if you did not overload a ship, you may discard one of your equipped bomb upgrade cards without the action header. This is the main thing, because you have to discard the card. So just dropping a bomblet doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. But you can do it once or maybe twice.
Yeah.
If you have extra munitions, at least for now, I don't know how they're gonna. I mean,
it's a unique card, you mean?
Yeah, because it's a unique card, they might judge it otherwise. But for now, rules as written, you can.
Yeah.
Extra munitions. The bomb loadout. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this might handicap our advanced sensors, NIM. Shenanigans lists.
Yeah. Well, NIM was absurdly strong with that. Yes. Especially numbs the scum NIM
more. Sure.
Because he's the guy who's bumping and dropping. I mean, Rebel NIM doesn't really matter that much to Rebel NIM, except maybe in the end phase, but I don't know.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's greatly, what do you say, lessening the area of possible drops.
Yeah.
On the bomblets. I think it's a very positive change.
But, I mean, good NIM players, it's not going to matter to them.
No, I think it's still very strong.
Yeah. NIM is amazingly, amazingly powerful still, especially at PS2. 10 and I don't think that's gonna change anytime soon with the PS10. I don't think people are gonna play NIM at PS8, so
I think you're just about correct there, because we probably get a lot of aces now, and they're generally around 9 to what, 11 area, and
yeah.
You probably want to keep NIM at 10.
Yeah, but like the Imperial Aces, I mean, people have been playing Vader and Quickdraw and Tomax Brand only because they can use VI and be at PS10 or PS11.
Yeah, to bump them above NIM.
I mean, I would love to be able to play Vader with Predator instead of VI.
Sure.
I mean, but for now, it's not viable. I would always put VA on Vader now. But the next one is huge, of course.
Yes. Yeah. This is, yeah, everybody's losing their shit over this.
Yeah. Let's just say Bix is dead. Long live Bix. Well,
he's not dead.
No. I don't think so.
I think he's quite interesting this way.
Well, because should we read the card first?
Yes. once per game at the start of the combat phase.
Start of the combat phase, once per game.
Yeah. You want me to read that again? Are you feigning or?
No.
You may choose and around friendly shares, blah blah blah, etc.
Yeah, but everyone knows how Bix works, but this is just once per game at the start of the combat phase.
This is so interesting.
This is huge, but I have seen the forums. They have been saying Bix is dead. I really don't think so.
Oh, God damn it! I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, Bix really changed from, well, you have to shoot Bix because he doesn't allow you to shoot anything else, to, well, you have to shoot Bix because you don't really want him to, you know, use his ability at that crucial moment.
Yes, and now the one that's playing like against a list like Fiercely Rebels, they have the choice of when they want to start engaging Bix, which is, you know, if you think you can kill a boat before Bix comes into play, that's your decision and not...
Well, to be fair, I think the Fiercely Rebels list is dead.
Sure.
Yeah, that list is dead. But what was the name of the other list? I mean, with Miranda and Lorik. Lorik? Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was Miranda, Lorik, and Bix. I think Bix might actually work really, really well there. Because you might... Well, I just played it a little bit, so I'm by no means an expert in that list, but... you only need Bix that one round usually, except of course there are matches that you need him the whole time. I'm not saying that. It weakens the list to be sure, but Miranda is just so strong and Lorik with her that even though, at least when I was playing it, even though Bix was gone, Lorik and Miranda were just so much powerhouses. And people are targeting Miranda, usually.
Yes, and that's actually what you want.
Yeah.
Because then you'll drop Bix into the mix, and Miranda starts regenerating, and all of a sudden you're on top, maybe.
Yeah. Well, next card. Well, or cards. Many, many cards.
Yes, four of them.
Four of them, actually.
Yeah. So they nerfed the Jumpmaster again.
Again, well, what is this? The fifth time, I think. But this is actually the first nerf. Direct nerf to the Jumpmaster. I mean, they have nerfed Deadeye, and they have nerfed this and that. I mean,
sure. Now they removed the Torp slots, both of them, and the Astro Mech.
Yeah, and to the contrary to what everyone thought, it didn't go to the title.
Yes,
which we thought. I mean. I think it's actually strange, at least that the droid didn't go on title, because, well, the droid was on the punishing one, so I would think it would be fine to put it on the title. I mean, if someone is spending 12 points for an upgrade card, it should be good. But it is good, I'm not saying that, but it's not really that good on maybe Scouts, Manaru, or even Tell. It's really only... extremely good on Dengar.
They probably didn't want to, you know, make the K4 and the Unhinged combo, which makes everything green and they always get a target lock. Oh. So they probably thought of that.
Well, it might be. It also might be that they... I don't think they want to, I mean, reverse some nerfs they have already done, or reverse some erratas. So they might want to wait a little bit with that. I mean, putting the...
Yeah.
They might do it later.
Yeah, sure.
And Maybe they want to nerf the K4, make it an action, so you can't really bump or go over a rock.
Here's hoping.
That's a powerful card, but they didn't do anything about that. Like, I was actually thinking about. Yeah, and any more cards they did in the great nerfing?
Not in the pilot cards.
There were some clarifications on the roll and re-roll.
Yeah,
So,
so just so that's two different game effects,
yeah.
rolling dice and
So,
re-rolling dice.
it's clarified that you can only, for example, pulp on a roll, not on a re-roll.
Yeah.
So, at least in my understanding, so you really have to call pulp, roll, change the pulp roll, then use your target luck or predator or whatever you have to re-roll and
To
re-roll
modify
them
the deck, the tech dice, yeah.
to modify the other ones. Well, that makes Palpatine a little bit worse, but still, even after the great nerfing Volume 1, Palpatine is still really good.
Sure.
So, and well, they ran out Kylo Ren, which I have been using a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I love him, but I still hate him. I think he's a bad.
MP.
Yeah, he's an MP. I know that extreme. He's probably the only real NPE after that nerfing. At least as far as we know now. I mean,
Yes.
the whole meta game is just exploded. I really don't think anyone has any idea what to play. For now,
I'll just keep on playing Rey Miranda.
of course. Rey Miranda didn't, it didn't get nerfed anything. I actually think that list got a lot stronger.
Maybe. We'll get a lot of auto thruster ships now, and turrets don't like it.
Yeah, of course. But the funny thing is, I actually think, because all the great medalists just I went through a list of them, and when what was it? It's Meta Juggler? No, Meta Wing. It's from List Juggler. It's called Meta Wing, and I saw all the top 10 lists or something were just I don't think they're that viable today. Most of them.
At least they got a heavy
Yeah,
nerf patch.
heavy hit. I mean, the top list that didn't really get a hit was Racklow and an Ace type of list,
Sure.
but because I've been playing Racklow Vader and with a good success here in Iceland, I think actually that errata did more damage to that list, even though it didn't get nerfed because we are going to see a lot of aces now, I
Yeah, you won't
think.
get your crit through, you mean?
No,
Hmm.
I'm not gonna get my crit through. I mean, if Soontir is on the table, Rack isn't going to hit him. I don't think Vader is going to hit him either. Unless maybe with a cruise missile or something
True.
like that, but that's only once per turn. But then again, we might see a reawakening of my old favorite lady. Whisper.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, next card,
Yeah,
maybe.
one thing we forgot about is Sunny Bounder. They clarified something about you can add dice on like one dice, which shout out to Freyr. It happened to me once when I rexed Sunny Bounder and he rolled a hit and added one. Crucial part of the game. So now you can add, even if you're re-rolling.
Yeah, that's quite nice actually.
Yeah, and you can actually spend a target lock, re-roll zero dice, and then add.
Yeah, weapons malfunction crit doesn't do anything, really.
No, it just adds to his flavor.
Yeah, it just kind of guarantees at least one hit.
Yeah, as long as you roll a hit or a crit. If you roll a blank, you can't add a hit.
No, of course, of course, of course.
But all right. Should we talk about Dash?
Yeah, well, Dash was just more of a clarification than anything else, because now if you're going to be kind of an ass about it, you
didn't clarify!
Yeah, well, the player who is playing Dash has to clarify if he's using the Dash ability or not each turn.
Yeah, before he's either doing a maneuver or barreling or boosting, he has to say beforehand.
Yeah, because, of course, Dash can... He, because it's a Mei ability, he actually can fly into a rock and, I mean, suffer the damage consequences. Yeah. And
why would you?
Well, sometimes it's fine to turn it off because... I mean, if you're trying a barrel roll, for example...
Yeah, for repositioning, end up on an asteroid, then which you really don't want to be there when the attack phase starts.
Yeah, so you, of course, can turn it off. Say, I'm going to barrel roll to the left where the asteroid is, and then you don't fit, and say, okay, I'm just going to go back.
Yep.
Yeah, so the next card... Well, there are a lot of clarifications and stuff like that. In that fact, we're not going to go that deeply into the facts.
Not all of it, but we should mention the interaction between Cluster Mines and Minefield Mapper, which now you have to put the Cluster Mines as intended on as it is. As it's stated on the Cluster Mine card. So you can't put them all over the map when you're putting them down.
No. Well, and Minefield Mapper, they made it worse. you can't drop the same mine twice.
So, yeah, you can't do that. You just you can spend a token, but you can only use each card that you have equipped once.
Yeah. So you can't, swarm 12 or 16, I think, cluster mines on the table. If you had four tie punishers, if anyone's going to fly. For type punishers.
Could have said cavings, okay, but never mind.
Yeah, but cavings are really, really better than punishers, even after the fact. So.
Yes. And we should probably mention Cicatro Visago.
Well, you can permacloak.
Yes, you can. So... you can cloak, then swap out the illicit card.
For maybe a feedback array.
For instance,
and then you are perma-cloaked with a feedback array. Well, you can't shoot when cloaked, but hey, you can do lots of other nasty stuff instead. So.
And now Jabba the Hutt.
Well, he works like he's supposed to work.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, as intended.
Yeah. That card was just poorly written in the start, but to be fair, in the rulebook for the Xerox, he was clarified correctly.
I haven't read it, but now it's working. You can't Boba Fett off Jabba and act like you can't use the illicit tokens when you're spending. Illicit abilities.
Cool. So. Well.
I think that's the biggest bit.
How's the meta gonna feel like that? Are maybe 5 Spice Runners with Auto Blasters and Intel Agents gonna be massive?
Yeah, you go for that.
Yeah, no. Well. No. Hawks. Yeah, no. Hawks are not good. Not all of them. Some of them.
No, sure. I've been playing around with Death Ray.
Yeah.
That takes work to make it work. But, yeah, I think we're going to see a few more ships in each list, generally.
Yeah, I mean, we have been seeing, I mean, two ship builds a lot, at least for the last month, especially after the Skurks came. I mean, we were seeing three ship lists with, I mean, Old Man Fens and stuff like that.
All the Atani lists.
All the Atani lists. But when the Skurk came, and especially, well, Nim, let's just call it Nim.
Sure.
I'm not saying the Skurks are bad ships. No. I think we're going to see triple Deadeye Harpoon Skurks a lot.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think they're going to be strong, really strong. I mean, three Skurks, or even two Skurks with a Bumpmaster or something like that might work.
Sure.
Both with harpoons and extra munitions and guiding chips. I mean, they're going to take a ship off the table so fast.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, harpoons, if we're going to see two to three, maybe four ships per list, are harpoons going to be that nasty? I mean, it's the splash damage that everybody's afraid of, and if you're not flying in formation.
Yeah, I mean, harpoons are the splash damage, I know that, but without the splash damage, harpoons are really, really
bad. They're still strong.
They're really, really strong. I mean, our cruise missiles may be better without the splash damage. Maybe.
I mean, you're telegraphing when you're going to use them, but...
Yeah.
I like the
maybe, missile. But I think if you're going to take one bomb or something, I mean... it's gonna be harpoons if you have the points for it.
Yeah,
I mean, because it works on so many things. I think the splash damage is actually just a bonus for that.
Yeah, you could look at it
missile. I mean, so
yeah, but I think we're gonna see more ships.
Yeah,
I think that's quite positive.
Yeah,
I think Palpatine is coming back.
Pulp Aces, I think.
Sure.
Pulp Defenders, maybe Triple Defenders again.
We might see that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not as strong as they were before the X7 nerf, of course, but they are still really, really usable and really, really good.
Yeah.
They are not crazy, overly, powerly good as they were, but...
No,
and there are more things to kill them with all the bombs. I mean, the bombs aren't going anywhere.
No, they're not going anywhere, they are, of course, predictable, the defenders.
Yeah, I mean... if you're not flying Countess Riot, I mean, you're gonna try to do 4K all the time. But good defender players know when not... to trigger the X7 ability. I mean, just...
Sure. One forward.
No, they can't do that, but no. One bank.
One bank.
One bank. Yeah. It comes as a surprise for so many people when you do that, vendor. But, well, any other list that you think might come strong in that meta? I think Soomti will be back. And maybe Inquisitor as well. Well, I think Soomti will be back.
Sure.
Because you can actually go a little bit near Nim now.
Yes, because...
You can joust him a little bit. Of course, you don't want to be jousting with Soomti Fell, but you can. And Nim only has one agility, so he goes down fast if you're shooting at him.
Oh, yeah, if you concentrate fire on him, he goes down going there.
Are jump masters bad? after that?
No, they're different.
Yeah, they're
you're
different.
We're gonna keep the bump masters, and with bump masters.
Well, are we gonna keep triple bump masters?
I don't think so.
No, there's no mind link. There's no torps. They don't have the damage output. You have to have something to put damage through. I mean, two dice attack isn't gonna do much.
No.
Even though there are three 2-dice attacks and all of them are blocking and stuff like that, I really don't think it's going through.
Not gonna happen.
No. But one in a list is probably really good still.
Yeah.
Bumpmaster. What EPT you're gonna put of him? Put in him. If you're gonna use a scout, I think actually adaptability down on a bumpmaster might be really good.
But there will gonna be fillers.
Yeah, they're gonna be fellowship. Yeah,
put a favorite ship in there and add an ace and then maybe a bumpmaster.
Yeah, I actually think Old Terok and Fenrau and a bumpmaster might be viable again. At least I'm trying it, like I told earlier.
Lancercraft might come back in a big way.
Oh yeah. Double Shadowcasters, I think. Well, it has been a strong list before, but I think people are afraid about using it. Double Shadowcaster. I think it's a list that you have to fly a lot to be able to fly well. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do well in tournament, you always have to fly him a lot to get used to it and be successful with it. But
of course, if you're talking about big tournaments, you're going to fly everything a lot. I mean, but in a smaller tournaments, I think you're still going to have to fly them a lot to be able to use them like you're supposed to do. If you know how to use them, I think it's a really, really, really strong list. What was Freyr playing? He was playing
Sabine.
Yeah,
that was nasty.
Yeah,
she had Bosk and Jabba on Bosk, and he put down 2 glitter stims on Sabine.
Yeah,
and since she gets that extra focus in her secondary act on range 1. Arc on range 1-2 and glitter stimmed every time she was looking like taking damage.
Because she had really 4 glitter stims. It's nasty.
Yes, and
even
she
more
tanked the living beep out of the other list.
Yeah,
so
it's yeah.
And again, shout out Freyr.
Yeah, Freyr is in our local playgroup. He plays a lot of scum. Well, 99% scum, and he usually has really, really cool looking list.
Yeah. He always gets some different take on it.
He never flies meta, but he's a really hard opponent to fly against.
Yeah, he always finds his niche list.
Yeah, something really, really scummy, like we would say.
Sure,
it's extremely scummy. Well, the Wookiee boats. How about the Wookiee boats?
Interesting ship.
Yeah, interesting ship.
Yeah, and like you said,
really good ship, I think.
Yes, they are.
I'm actually thinking about trying to fly triple Wookiee gunships.
Yeah.
Those days, just to try it out. I mean,
what do you want to add to those?
At least tactician on all of them, I think. What more? I don't know, but well, we're gonna see. But tactician on all of them.
Yeah, that's nasty. Gonna be nice with all those aces flying around.
Yeah, you can double or triple stress them. They're quite honestly probably dead after that because you know where they're gonna go. They can't reposition, they can't do anything, they can't token up, nothing. And I mean, even if Suntu gets 3 stresses, he gets 3 extra focuses. But
for that round.
For that round, yeah. And the next round he's got no focus or anything. So.
Yeah. I might actually keep on flying Ray, I think. I really like that ship and that pilot and the... I'm doing quite well with it, so
yeah,
that's where I'm going.
Well,
when of course, when the most wanted comes out.
Well, I might interrupt. You have crates templates, right?
Yes, I do. Funny you should mention that.
Yeah, what were you flying when you got those crates templates?
A Ray Miranda.
Yeah, and where were you flying?
At Worlds.
Yeah, and who did you table?
Chris Allen?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I had to mention it.
Yeah. Shout out, Chris.
Yeah. But now that guns are for hire are about to drop, well, they are dropped probably in the States, but
yeah,
we haven't got them yet. They're
not
probably
yet.
Coming next week or something.
Next or the week
yeah,
after that. That's... something I'm very excited about. I like you. They might not be the top tier lists, but I think everything about that is interesting. I mean, you get the quirky barrel, you get point reduction on the Star Viper, and
harpoons.
Yeah, not to mention harpoons.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Shiraz Fighter will get a massive boost.
How do you say it? The K-Fighter?
K-Fighter,
yeah,
sounds good. I would probably tinker with that a lot.
Yeah, about that K-Fighter, I'm worried. Well, I'm not worried because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fly it that much, but... especially with Talon Bane Cobra, I think they're gonna... many people are gonna overbuild those K-Fighters. They're gonna be heavily expensive, and they're gonna go down fast.
Yeah, you might have a point there. I mean, it's like going on sale. Everything's so cheap, I gotta get all of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Point reduction on everything.
Yes. You get a discount.
I mean, you're going to load them up with the 1 point upgrades.
Sure.
Because you can't. I mean, it's 0 points, but everything above that, some of it might be an overload.
I mean, yeah, I mean, most obvious build would probably be the engine upgrade, the vector thrusters, and adding the auto thrusters.
There you have a lot of points.
Yeah.
Already, but...
that's like 5 points.
Yeah. But... the Star Vipers? I think they're gonna be fun to play. I don't think they're gonna be meta-defining in any way.
I think the Star Vipers gonna be... There's something there. You're gonna see him in a couple of...
yeah, you like Thweak.
I don't know if it's... I wouldn't say I would like him. Sure, I'm going to try him out. I'm not sure if he's going to be top tier or anything, but somebody's going to make a Star Viper work. That's my prediction.
I think Thweak is the worst Star Viper there. I think the PS6 guy that you can just... pick up and put wherever you kind of want to.
Oh, sure.
It's going to be better, but you're going to use VI on him. Everyone knows that. VI is... I mean, you... at PS6, that ability doesn't do anything. Really.
Yeah, but at PS8, if you're going to 9, 10, and 11,
it's not
going to matter.
No, but I was going to mention... Countess Riot was PS5.
Yeah, she
so,
did very, very well.
Yeah, but she has had the action economy, so what the Star Viper doesn't have. Well, he can have push the limit. Yeah, he can have push the limit. Of course, he has an EPT.
Yeah.
Thwik doesn't have an EPT, which is bad. But which is probably good, because I actually think an EPT would break him in some way. You would put, he would be a solid advanced sensors predator, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, to put an EPT on a high pilot skill advanced sensors jouster, who would do that?
But then he doesn't have a pilot ability, of course. But sure. Then again, if he has the, if he, what is it, mimic the pilot ability, or is it shadow?
I don't remember which is which. You can either take the PS or the pilot ability.
Yeah, but I was thinking, because if you take the pilot ability, you can tweak a lot of great, great pilot abilities. I mean, Vader, for example. I mean, two actions is massive. And many, many more, but especially Omega Leader. I think everyone's talking about Omega Leader. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have fire control, especially, and Omega Leader, but then you are stuck at PS4. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Aces have good pilot ability, and they also have a high...
For the pilot skill and a little bit of a bit, and you'll always have the highest pilot skill ace. Yeah,
it's great against Whisper.
Sure.
I don't really think it's gonna matter to Sun Tirafel, really. He's gonna tank it up. Other aces, well, Fen Rao might hurt if you're moving later, but then again, you might just block him.
Yeah.
If you don't have advanced sensors, then.
Okay.
So.
Enough about Thwik.
Enough about Thwik.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Thwik on a table.
Sure.
Once or twice, maybe three times, I don't know. It depends on, it really depends on the matchup. If I'm going to put Thwik on a table, then, and the guy next to me is playing 4PC.
generics.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. But then again, you would have the highest paddle skill.
Yeah. Already. But let's talk about 4PC.
Sure.
The bees, well, they are expensive. Way, way too expensive. But is 4PC list going to be viable again?
No.
You don't think so?
No. Not at all. I mean, you still have the bombs out there.
Yeah.
Even those ships are so slow, and then you will we're entering probably another paddle skill race. So
but
they won't be shooting at anything.
But do the bombers want to go near them? That's the thing. Because you can fly the bees, especially just at the board edge the whole time. They're just gonna one forward barrel roll. They're always at the board table. You're not going behind them.
Well, and at some point they're gonna have to turn around, and you can turret. Flank them with a turret, and then
I forgot. Well, we have the era of twin laser turrets.
Yeah.
And that just destroys bees and everything with a low agility.
Yes, we will. It's not going to happen.
No. Oh, the dreaded twin laser turret.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I...
Love-hate relationship.
Yeah, I don't really hate the card. I hate the fact that it's really... Because I like the iron turret. And I hate the fact that people aren't using ion turrets or any other turrets that are good, some of them. Not saying not every turret is good, but if you have the points for a TLT, you're going to put a TLT.
That's oh, sure. It's probably the best card in the game.
Yeah. So, anything else that you think might get strong in the meta? That really wasn't...
Anything with turrets.
Yeah.
And well, then the counterpart, anything with auto thrusters.
Yeah, quad TLT, either Imperial or Rebel are going... Or no, Rebel or Scum.
Are going or Imperial.
Are going to be good. I mean, everyone hates playing against it, but it's going to be good. It's never going to stop to be good, I think.
No, probably not.
While the just, Twin Laser Turret is like it is.
Just play an ace with all the thrusters. It's fine.
You'll just
tank that shit.
No, not four of them. First two you will tank. The second two are going through.
Most likely.
Most likely, yeah. So, what about those new waves that are coming?
Wave 12.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to have any impact on the meta?
Yeah. I think one of the ships is tickling a lot of nerves.
Gunboat.
The gunboat.
Gunboat. Yeah. The hype is real. Well, not for you, but for me.
Sure.
And yeah, there are many guys at our local community that are really, really hyped.
Yes.
I'm definitely not the worst.
No, oh, probably no. Not.
Shout out to Stefan. He's going to love it. Is it going to have an impact on a meta?
No,
I don't think so.
It's gonna be a fun filler,
but
a way to get that torp,
but
munitions in the build.
But I'm still gonna wait because someone might break it.
Sure.
I think it has the potential, but I don't see it.
It has the slam. Of course it has the potential.
Yeah, it has the slam. I think it's always going to be a filler, yes. It's not going to be a monster output, but as a support ship, it might be really, really good. But I don't know. I don't see it now. I'm still hyped. I'm going to fly it.
Yeah.
I'm going to fly it a lot.
Sure. It's got them titles and a couple of cheap cannons.
Yeah.
Which are gonna mix well with their ability to be able to shoot even when they're slammed.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be hard to fly.
Yes.
Even with a slam, because you have the front arc. You don't have a turret.
Yes.
So I think you're gonna have to fly it a little bit like an ace, I think.
Yes.
Without the boost or barrel reposition, but of course you have the slam and the titles entitle you to shoot after slamming.
Yep. It's very interesting, but yeah.
I think the missile one title, I don't remember the name of it, but that's gonna be more used, I think. Is it Arsenal Loadout? Yeah. Yeah, it's the Arsenal Loadout.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more used because you can put, cruise missiles on it, I think. Yeah, you can put cruise missiles and you can reload.
Yeah, but it slams and, it moves. Can it go four straight?
It has a red four.
A red four.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But it has a three turn, so it can 3-3 and shoot.
Yeah, but then you're not maximizing the the cruise missile.
But you are still...
Wouldn't you rather take the harpoon?
You might. You might, yeah. Any other ship? It has the... Should we talk about the other ships here? The Kimogila fighter?
Kimogila fighter. That is... Yeah. A very strange name.
Yeah, it's a really strange name. That's the one that has the bullseye firing arc, right? I think it's a cool niche, but I don't think it's going to be that good.
Well, it's very positive because it it has an arc, and then it has an even narrower arc.
Yeah, it really makes you have to fly, point your arc at the right direction.
Yeah, and if you manage to get somebody in the bullseye arc, you're gonna wreck them.
Yeah, I can, especially the large base ships. It's going to be quite easy, I think.
They have a bigger footprint, so it's gonna be more easy to get them in there.
Yeah, but.
But
is it going to be meta breaking? No.
No, probably not.
The Phantom 2? I see. Kimagilla, is it anything more? Ah, it has a gem token, yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's something I'm not going to comment on. I don't know how it's going to actually work. I read the card, I've thought about it, but I'm not going to...
It's kind of like a stress or something.
Oh, it's control for sure.
It's a control. I mean, I am stress, tractor beam, just one more. I don't think it's worse than anything else or even better than anything else. You're going to have to spend a token to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Or not to get rid of it. You have to spend the token if you have the gem token. So, and if you take an action. But you can have a gem token and boost or barrel.
Sure.
Or slam.
Yeah.
So... it's not stopping you from doing that, so that's it. It's kind of like a light stress.
Stress light.
Yeah, I think.
Sure, I mean, yeah, you're denying the tokens.
Yeah. What about the Phantom 2?
Phantom 2, yes, another Phantom to dock onto the Ghost.
Yeah, that's a ship from the Rebels episodes.
Yep.
Great episodes, by the way.
Yeah.
It's an ugly ship. it's horrible.
Yes, it is really horrible. It's not aesthetically pleasing at all. This is going to be interesting because when you dock into a Phantom, you're going to get a coordinate action.
Yeah, which is extremely powerful. I know that.
Yeah.
Because the Upsilon class shuttle, has had it. It's powerful in that, but then you get a new pilot on the Phantom, which is Fen Rao at PS9. So you can coordinate at PS9.
Yes.
I think that is going to be really, really powerful.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, flying Fen Rao and getting where you need to go and dodging and tokening up, are you going to be using the coordinate action on Fen Rao? I'm not sure.
Yeah, but the Phantom title says you can have Fen Rao docked and he can take an action.
Yeah, right? That's when the... then the Phantom is doing it at the end of the what?
End of activation, right?
No.
Phantom? Yeah, let's see. Well, your dock, the Ghost
end
can...
end of activation.
Yeah. Can the perform.
Ghost can perform a free chord.
Yeah, and that's really powerful.
Yeah, that is. But, yeah. But then that's at the pilot skill of the Ghost. And wouldn't you just take a cheap Phantom to put on the Ghost?
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But yeah, of course I was thinking... I was actually thinking about Fairship Rebels 3. But there's no Fairship Rebels anymore, I think, with Bix gone. Well, not gone.
Yeah.
Changed. I think you're going to have to fly him really differently.
Interesting.
You're going to build him differently. I don't think that droid is going to be the only thing you're going to put on Biggs. No, nowadays. You're going to have... you think?
I mean, you're not gonna build a list centered around Bix anymore.
Bix with a hero droid and draw their fire, maybe?
Bix with draw their fire? That's preposterous. And he doesn't have an EPT, does he?
No, but that's why you put the hero droid on.
Yeah, the hero droid. Yeah. Oh, okay.
With draw their fire. It might work. You can draw the fire, then he can pop the Bix ability.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's gonna go down in burning flames, but hey.
Yeah, as intended.
Yeah, as intended. That's for wave 12, well, with Phantom. Mm-hmm. What about wave 13? That's from The Last Jedi.
Yes, the awaited movie.
Yeah. I think the TIE Silencer is amazing.
He looks like a fat interceptor.
Yeah, but I think the interceptor is cool, but this one is even cooler.
Okay, I give you that. It's a sweet looking ship.
I think Kylo Ren, which is the PS9, is going to be a monster.
Oh, probably. PS9 with advanced sensors.
Push the limit. 3 hard turn. He's got a 3 heart green turn.
Doesn't he have a 2 heart?
No, 3 heart.
Okay, take your word for it.
Yep. Kylo's ability as a pilot is good, but it's not that great. Is it a 2?
It's a 2
heart. Oh, sorry.
Alright.
I thought it was a 3.
It's not.
Okay.
A two-heart green. Yep. Yeah, push the limit, advanced sensors, 2-heart green. Sounds like Sunter, but you can do it before you move. That's great.
It's kind of like a pre-nerfed Phantom.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, the advanced sensors barrel is a pre-nerfed Phantom. Yeah. Except you're only going... I mean, 1 base length instead of 2.
Yeah, but you can push the limit and use the boost, so it's...
Exactly.
Better.
It's better. Should the Phantom be de-nerfed?
Oh, hell no.
No, okay. I understand that.
Yeah. You used to fly a lot of Phantoms, and I was at the brunt of that damage, so I don't want to go there again.
No, of course not. Mm. Yeah, but we haven't seen any other pilots, I think.
No, nothing from that. You know,
so partial. We're gonna have to. Well, when there comes an article, we're gonna talk about it. So, and then there's the other ship, the Resistance bomber.
Yeah, the least awaited ships of the incoming ones.
Yeah, but. I haven't made up my mind. I don't know if I think it's really, really cool looking or really, really, really bad looking.
I think it's like a submarine that has a...
It's like a hybrid of a submarine and a B-wing.
Yeah. Love child.
Yeah. And you love B-wing, so why wouldn't you love this?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You used to love
B-wings. I used to love B-wings.
Yeah. You haven't flown them for a while.
For a while.
Well, no. Except for a little tournament we had here in Iceland. It was an original trilogy tournament.
Sure.
And they banned Palpatine and Twin Laser Turret. And you had to use original trilogy ships.
That was a fun tournament.
Yeah, it was.
But I didn't fly a B-wing there. I went with my A-wings.
2 A-wings and a B-wing.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to shoot down your B-wing because we actually...
Oh, right. I put in the blue squadron there with the laser cannon.
We had our first match there.
That's right.
Yeah. And that was the little B-wing that refused to die.
Yeah. Taking on the role of the lone TIE fighter.
Yeah.
Okay.
The tankiest B-wing.
I remember.
Okay. That's final with wave 13, I think.
One thing.
Oh,
trajectory simulator is coming on.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna be launching like bombs at range 5, probably in front of us.
Yeah, we don't know it. We don't know what launch means.
No. But there are speculations.
Yeah, we think it's gonna be front.
I think it's gonna be ridiculous.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, you say that as you're like you're asking me. Yeah, it might be good. Might be just yeah. I think it's going to be
great. No, I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm going to find out.
Yeah, and it depends on if you can only use action bombs or only reveal bombs or
what's going on. Wasn't it action bombs? Yeah, it says on the card.
You may launch bombs using the 5-straight template instead of dropping them. You cannot launch the bombs with the action header. Yeah. Oh, it's only reveal bombs.
Yeah, so but you can launch bomblets.
Yes.
Every round. And that's quite good. Actually way too good, I think.
Yeah, it might be.
Might be. But we have to find out.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Well, I am going to find out because I'm probably going to be on the other end of it. So.
Gladly.
Yeah. Should we wrap this up now? As our first episode. So. Yeah.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was fun. It was quite stressful though, but as a first episode, but yeah. It was fun.
It's fun. Yeah. We should do this again.
Yeah. Maybe our English will get better. I hope so.
Yeah, one would hope.
One would hope. But I think you guys understand this. At least a little bit.
Yeah. Europeans might.
Yeah. So, I think we're just going to say goodbye. And thanks for listening.
Oh, wait, let's. Should we have something like Scree or Fly Better or Get Good Scrubs?
Or just Eyjafjallajökull?
Eyjafjallajökull.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're still trying to learn how to point it.
Trajectory Simulator, Eyjafjallajökull.
Yes. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.